going to be a great fucking night. Greetings, Everpossum. Buckle up for the sex. The F12Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
Booze.
Ooh, that might help.
What do I got here? I have from New Glarus Brewing Company.
Ooh.
Pear 26.
Eh.
Luscious notes of pear totter between sweet decadence and bright orange tortured tartness. The perfect balance of five pear varieties traveled from the Pacific Northwest to ferment in our wild fruit cave. American wheat and barley, malted in Wisconsin and Minnesota, politely support this pear perfection.
Politely.
Inspired by Berliner Weiss styles of brewing and the creative genius of our brewmaster, Dan Carey. A rare and unique triumph to celebrate the return of sunny days. Thanks for supporting the arts.
I've seen sunny days. I don't remember the rest of the words.
Been a star of many plays.
There we go. Well, go ahead.
Wow.
Yeah?
Oh, wow.
I love pear.
That is really good.
You can have my beer and my pear.
I love pear so much.
Yeah.
I can't eat pears anymore.
That sucks.
Yep. That's real good. I love it.
Nice. That is.
Happy right now.
That is really fucking good.
I'm drinking...
I'm only getting four pears, though.
Well, that's still eight.
It's... I mean, two pears is a good hand, anyway. Right?
Yeah.
Depending on the pear.
I've seen some nice pears.
Different pears. I'm drinking Down East Dry Sides Cider.
Mm-hmm.
That's. I could read the side of the can.
But you're just going to get straight
cares.
To the drinking.
Look, it's been a weekend.
Yeah.
Guess what I did this week? Oh, that's a little prickly. It's good, though.
I love how that stopped you mid-sentence.
it was fine up until the point I was like, whoa, buddy, where'd that tart come from? And then it went back to cool again, and I'm like, all right.
Roller coaster. Of flavors.
Yes. I'm going to start with my weekend. I did a bar crawl and then got followed. I'm going to start with a followed part first because that's the part that sucks.
Yeah.
And I don't want to end on that note.
No.
I did a bar crawl and I was having a great time. I was at the last bar.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And hanging out with friends. And then there's some friends that live in the neighborhood. Our final bar was like five blocks from my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually walk back towards my place with some other friends that live a couple blocks further down from me. So they can just drop me off on their way home.
Mm-hmm.
But they left earlier than I wanted to. So I was like, I'll just walk myself home. Sure. That's fine.
Yeah.
You're five blocks from home. No problem.
Right.
Should be no problem.
Should be no problem. And so I hung out with the other people for a while. Things kind of petered out. I went, it's time. Mm-hmm. So I step outside and I do the thing that every woman will recognize as precaution, is I call somebody to talk to while I'm walking.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I called Joe. I was like, hey, Joe, you up? He's like, yep. I'm like, I'm going to call you so I can walk home. He's like, great. So I'm just, chatting with him on the phone, mm-hmm. and I walk down a few blocks, and then I walk past one particular building, and there's a guy walking the opposite direction of me, like, towards me and then past me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then there's, like, a row of shops, and, of course, everything's dark, mostly because half of Uptown is empty right now. So everything's dark. And you can see reflections in it, and I see a reflection of the guy behind me.
Hmm.
He had passed me, and then he was following me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, well, maybe he forgot something, but I'm just going to, tell the person on the phone, hey, so, I don't know, like, I might be followed. Like, let's see how this plays out.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to the end of the block, and I turned the corner. Start heading, and it's still on the path that I normally take, but it's well lit, and there's plenty of people and all the rest of it.
Good.
And I'm like, do-do-do-do-do, and then I look off to the side, and I'm like, yep, I can still see his reflection. Mm. That sure feels like he's following me. I was like, so I'm going to dip into this building, this bar restaurant, Brown Leg Bowl. And Joe, if you wouldn't mind coming to escort me back home, I would really appreciate that.
Yeah.
And I got into the restaurant and I looked over and I could see him turn around.
Huh.
I was straight up being followed.
Yep.
And I was like, okay. And I sat down, and then a server who I'm a regular at BLB. Right. So she's like, hey, you want this thing? I was like, yes, please. Also, I need to vent this for just this thing happened and I'm feeling weird about things right now. And she's like, that sucks. Holy Let me get you some booze. I was like, all right, I like that idea. And so then she got me some booze. At which point I started crying. of the feelings.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because I was on, you know, like the block it out, push it aside, deal with the problem. And then, suddenly the booze was in front of me, and I'm just like, bleh.
You drive through the snowstorm, you get home, and then you blow up.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, that's a violation of
holy shit.
Of you. And
that is
I mean, the thing is, he was scrawny, too. Like, I'm pretty sure I could have taken him.
That's not the important thing.
It's the violation itself is not what didn't end up happening.
I mean, to be fair, because he was a small crony thing, he was looking at you going, I think I can actually take her.
Yeah, she's tiny and I want to say curvy, which sounds weird. It's not, I don't know, because I do have very soft curves.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of muscle underneath.
Yep.
But I do have very soft curves, and I can come across, older.
Mm-hmm.
Not super old, but, older.
Yeah.
Shut up.
You don't look like somebody who spent your life kickboxing.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That happened, and, Joe showed up, and, I'm just bawling my eyes out, and then I go to the restroom and I kind of scream for a minute, and I don't know if people outside heard me. I'm just like, I needed to get it out. And I come back, and then we leave and walked home, and I'm just still bleh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was awful. I didn't like that.
No.
And then I went to bed because I had no other. I'm like,
This isn't
getting better. Nope. I just need to go pass out.
Not a fucking thing you can do at that point.
Mm.
I get panicked when I think someone is following me and I'm in my car.
I get that.
And they're also in a car.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would be especially freaked out if I was not protected by a couple thousand pounds of metal and, an aluminum thimble of motor.
It's gross.
That's so scary, and you did such a good job.
Oh, yeah.
And you shouldn't have to.
And one of the reasons why I did such a good job is because this is not the first fucking time this has happened to me, because I am a tiny little white woman in the great states of the U.S. I did all the things that I was supposed to do, and nobody got hurt. Except for the psychological and emotional damage caused that night.
Except for that part. Except for that part.
Yeah.
Yeah. This little thing?
Whatever. Oh. That's just fucking systemic of the patriarchy at this point.
Yep.
Yeah. So that happened. But the rest of the bar crawl was great. I did...
Oh, lovely.
I did tell people, I'm like, I did one more bar than everybody else on the bar crawl.
that's
way of looking at it.
Yeah.
That is
next
very
year. I think
true.
I'm just going to do the regular amount.
Yeah, let's shoot for that.
That's what I'm going to shoot for.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. But the bar crawl itself was a delight. So many lovely people that I enjoy hanging out with. Some of them I only get to see on this particular bar crawl. Mm-hmm. It's put together by a couple of friends of mine. And this bar crawl, this was the 30th year of this particular bar crawl.
Holy shit.
And I was like, and so yeah, my friends that put this together are a few years older than me. And I was like, yeah, I was a sophomore in high school when you guys started this. In fact, I may have been at prom as a sophomore with a junior in a pink poofy prom dress when you guys started this bar crawl. I'll show you the pink poofy. I've got pictures. It's adorable. Yeah. I am so cute.
That seems correct. Yeah.
But, yeah, we showed up. So I showed up at Kieran's because that was the first bar. I got an Uber. The Uber driver on the way tried to explain to me how religion and spirituality are bullshit, but everything's electromagnetic, and that's where magic comes from. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Huh.
I'm just going to go with you on this one. Hey, thanks for the ride.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a regular tip, because I don't want you to be weird later. Weirder later? I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. Anyway, so I get there, and it's closed. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, son of a bitch. What the hell?
Son of a bitch.
I got there.
Give me a drink.
One more night. Escaping me. Damn it, now that's stuck in my head. Thanks, Salsa.
You're welcome.
Fucker.
You dug her up.
I didn't. That's
a new one by me.
Really?
Yeah, I always heard "you fucker, you brought her," or "you brought her, you fucker." But "you dug her up" is new.
We hang out with different people.
To me, yeah.
Yeah, it's not the first time I've heard that one. I've also heard that one, so I hang out with all of the people. Apparently,
story checks out.
Yeah, so I suppose. Anyway,
Kieran's, sure.
A half an hour before we were supposed to, and it was closed up.
Why you don't show up early.
Well, and I didn't see anybody moving around in there. I didn't see, so I looked it up online, and it was like, opens at 3 p.m., and I'm like, I don't know that it didn't used to open at 3 p.m. Why is it? And then I looked up another thing. It was like, opens at noon. And I'm like, I don't know which of these is accurate, but there is nobody in that building, so I'm guessing it's the 3 p.m.
I was about to say, if it's past noon and there's nobody there.
No, it wasn't past noon. It was 11:30.
She's broken in. Okay. It said noon.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. That's...
I was there at 11:30.
This is why you don't show up early.
Boy, howdy. I showed up, and there was another group of people that showed up at the same time. And we were all like, this is normally open right now, right? They're like, yeah, this is normally open right now. I'm like, well, it's not open. They're like, nope, this sure isn't open. So we had a good Minnesotan conversation about that for 5 minutes. Basically saying the exact same thing over and over again. Then other people showed up. And we decided to go to the bar across the street, which opened at noon.
Well,
so
yeah, the site said 3, but they were all open.
They were open at noon. Yeah. So yeah, that was a frustrating start, but I did that. I did a watermelon shot. I'm allergic to melon, and last year when they were like watermelon shots, I'm like, but I shouldn't have melon because, you know, mild allergy.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody was like, I don't know if there's actually watermelon in this. And I'm like, what? It just looks like watermelon.
Huh.
I don't know what it is. I did it this year. It didn't kill me. It was a thing that happened, though, boy howdy.
Oh.
That was an interesting sensation on the way down. It felt like, I don't know, definitely kind of the Everclear burn, so I wouldn't be surprised. But also somehow sorority pink. I just, if I can describe this shooter to you. Yep, that's it. It tasted like sorority pink and Everclear. So that happened.
Yeah.
But yeah, like we wandered our way through downtown and then through uptown and wait. I did not
hold
throw
on.
Up.
Okay.
I'm a professional.
Okay.
And I got to run into so many delightful people and have lovely conversations. And it was just, it was a really good time. And as an added bonus, I made my step goal.
Hey.
Yeah. So that was a medicinal bar crawl. It was for my health.
I mean, that's nothing. I hit my step goal every day.
His step goal is 5. Yeah, I was going to say, how many steps is it to the potty? 5.
Mm-hmm. 5.
Yeah.
Every day.
Every day. Right.
Never missed a step goal.
I'm very proud of you, Salsa. Good job.
Just got to aim low.
He's technically an athlete.
Just aim into the toilet, actually, if you could.
It's slower than he is.
Well,
so
okay.
It works.
Oh, my God.
You can't be disappointed if you don't try.
That's not true.
Let's see. I also saw a couple shows over the weekend.
Please.
Yeah, I saw one called Guts that was about a woman that has a psychotic break and hurts her child, and there's a whole
fuck.
I didn't know that's what that was about when I went to go see it.
Exciting.
I had to process for a couple minutes afterwards. I
thought it was going
to
be more along the Nickelodeon line of things.
Nope.
Guts.
Yep.
Do you have it? Guts. Yeah.
Yeah,
that was
nope,
in my
it
head.
Was, well, I should have known because Sean Dillon was in it. And he was, in fact, being creepy in it.
There you go.
So good at being creepy. I could watch that man be creepy for hours on end.
I'd watch that man be creepy with the phone book.
I don't know how that made it weird. I feel like it made it weird somehow.
As angry as I am about it, that was a good joke.
I don't. Okay. And he would be creepy with the phone book too,
for sure.
Like on stage, not in person.
He wouldn't even read it to
like
the audience.
Yeah.
I just imagine him like flipping through to a certain page and watch him like make eye contact with someone and point, and then reach down and pick up the phone.
And then suddenly their cell phone goes off.
Oh God. Damn.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. No, there was at one point, I mean, the show's closed, or I'd recommend it to everybody because it was very well done and I had to recover. But at one point, somebody opens a closet door and Sean's just there looking crazy.
Oh.
And you've seen him. You know what that looks like.
Yeah.
He's doing that.
Oh. I don't. I have very few great fears.
Oh, okay. Clowns in a closet is one of them?
Not clowns in a closet, but just, like, suddenly a face.
Sure.
Whether it's you open a door that is not a room and there's someone there unexpectedly.
Right.
When you think you're by yourself. Or, like, you look out a window and there's a face. I hate that.
Okay.
I hate that.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, it was very good. It was a very good play. I recommend You Can't Go, Neener Neener. The other show I saw also closed this last weekend, so you can't go to that one either.
Thankfully, Jenna's going to tell you about it.
Yeah. I saw The Hobbit. At Theater in the Round.
Oh,
and I ran into some delightful people.
My wife and child were there.
They were. I ran into them.
Well,
I may have also
delightful people.
Explained to your daughter how to do crime when your wife went to the ladies' room. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
That will happen.
I'm okay with it.
This makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't, I will. Somebody's gonna.
Fair. But yeah. So I went with my friend Ashley, ran into your wife and your daughter. The four of us had conversations during the intermission. The play, the best I can describe, is like punk independent theater Hobbit.
Oh.
It wasn't Like, everybody was in kind of, like, rough clothes and scrubs and things like that. Like, just kind of, or scrubby-esque
I got clothes. You.
Yeah.
Not, like,
yeah. Not like surgery nursing scrubs but, yeah. like, just scrubby clothes
yeah,
kind of thing.
Yeah, I got you.
And they did a bunch of stuff that was, like, we're going to take this thing and it becomes this prop and things like that, right?
Oh. The way it was described to me, and this is third hand, but it was, like, 10 years after the incident.
Okay.
And, like, so it's a post-apocalyptic world, and so it's people who don't have access to all of the things that we have access to trying to have some level of normalcy. And they were going to put on a play of The Hobbit, and the actors' theater troupe who was going to do it were delayed or couldn't make it for some reason. Mm-hmm. And so the people that were there
just did it.
So kind of the Star Wars play in the Dragon movie.
I had the
movie.
Exact same, in Reign of Fire.
Yeah.
I had the exact same thought, and I got made fun of it. Because, it was that same idea.
Now we're being made fun of.
The Black Knight says, you know, this, and the White Knight says, you killed my father, and the Black Knight says, no, I am your father. You know,
like, I haven't seen this, so I can neither confirm nor deny it.
But dragons are real, and they fucking annihilate the planet, and there's pockets of humanity, and the rest of the world is fucking dragons. And so...
Wait, fucking dragons or fucking dragons?
Both.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, sure. All right.
And so, like, yeah, they live in this little pocket of, you know, the only electricity they have is their generator. The only food they have is what they can grow that the dragons don't burn.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and so, like, yeah, and two of the guys are entertaining the kids who were born after everything happened. And they're, like... just acting out, you know, with, you know, the story of the Black Knight and the White Knight, and it's Star Wars, yeah.
Beautiful.
But yeah, that's kind of the feel I got based on what I was told about it is it's this post-apocalyptic, kind of. Oh shit, we have to put on the play now.
I mean, the post-apocalyptic, I think was a part of the threat, but it honestly felt more like Powderhorn Park, Mayday stuff. That's what it felt like to me. And in fact, the dragon,
Smaug.
Smaug. I always want to just say smog, and I'm like, that's not.
I'm pretty sure.
Smug. Close enough.
It's smog, and it's always been smog, and for some reason they decided to go with Smaug for the movie, and everybody hates it. So.
It comprised of 5 different puppets throughout the course of the fight.
Ooh.
And the one puppet, like, this thing, the head of this puppet was about the size of this lab.
Wow.
And it was just 2x4s and chicken wire with very specific spots of fabric for dragon-esque stuff. But... I was like, I swear I've seen that at the Powderhorn Mayday Parade. I was just like, that guy right there? Yes. But, yeah, and they did do a lot of fun stuff with it, with the
nice.
Objects as other things, and multiple characters played by the same person kind of stuff.
My daughter was highly amused by because they weren't the regular group of actors. Mm-hmm. It's just a bunch of people desperately trying to remember the story as they go. And my daughter was always laughing at the people who, like, would get their line right and then would, like, immediately go to their friends and be like, "Did you see that? That was awesome. It was so great."
Yes. Yeah, and they incorporated... like the audience a lot, especially for like the final battle.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them got to throw things.
Ooh.
I was with the wolves, so I just got to howl.
I mean, not bad.
I believe my family was with the dwarves.
Yes. Yep. So they got to bang some stuff.
Yep. And chant.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But yeah. So yeah, it was very fun. Super fun time. High recommend. You should go see it.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. No, it sounded like a lot of fun.
Well, and I had some friends that were in it, so I got to chat with them afterwards.
Shocked. I'm shocked, you know, Jenna.
That I know people in the Twin Cities theater community and that they would be in nonprofit theater stuff.
Kelly Surprise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Otherwise, I don't know. That was otherwise I've been just doing so much work for Fringe and Convergence. And I haven't even I know the Ren Faire exists, but it's over there somewhere.
Right.
And like I have two fundraisers I'm doing this month. One of them is online, and one of them is for an upcoming project. Oh, do I talk about it now or do I talk about it for the plugs?
4K Nolos, both.
Could be both.
Okay. So, United Festival Group Project, UFG Project, is the board that I am president of that produces the Twin Cities Horror Festival. It was set up specifically in this manner so that we could produce other things besides the Twin Cities Horror Festival if we so chose.
Mm-hmm.
We had, speaking of Sean Dillon, the owner of Oncoming Productions came to us and said, "Hey, would you want to co-produce Dread the Halls with me?"
Oh.
And we said, "Yes, this sounds amazing." Dread the Halls is a show, series of one acts with some curtain stuff in between for people to change. And yeah. It's a very fun holiday horror themed show.
Mm-hmm.
I got to do this back in 2018, when they did it, where I directed a show with zombie Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
James's spouse was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you remember that, do you?
Yeah, helicopters are passing in front of my vision right now.
Yeah, nope.
All the MASH theme plays.
Don't ask me to direct your horror. I will do it too well.
That's
horror. So anyway, so we're co-producing Dread the Halls this year.
Mm-hmm.
It will be up in December. And in order to do this, one of the things Twin Cities Horror Festival does is they have a fundraiser that is also like a preview night or announcements or, you know, more information, things like that. What we're doing since this December, it's, you know, basically winter solstice-y time. We're going to have a summer solstice hangout. It's a fundraiser, but we're not super pushing the fundraiser aspect.
Sure.
But yeah, we're going to have lawn games and creepy crafts, and we're going to have a campfire, and we're going to announce who's going to be in the festival, and we'll do some ghost stories.
The man's going to be put into a wicker sculpture.
Bees!
Yep.
Duck's gonna do some bird walks.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so birds and the bees. What?
Sure.
Okay.
Aw.
And the flowers and the trees till you're up to your knees in love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even educated fleas do it.
Let's do it. Let's fuck.
Next time I'm up for karaoke, I'm doing it. As long as it's not like at someone's church.
Well, then it's better. Are you kidding?
Let's do it. Let's fuck. And then just look at the audience for a while until the lyrics start again.
Just solid eye contact.
Prolonged 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 eye contact. prolonged eye contact.
Oh, God. It was just...
Oh, good.
Your delivery on that salsa is what absolutely sold it.
I appreciate that.
Well fucking done.
I appreciate that.
God damn it. Oh, fuck.
What were we talking about?
We're talking about co-produced
fundraiser. Yeah, so we're doing the Summer Solstice hangout fundraiser thing. By the way, children are welcome to attend. So, you know.
You may not get karaoke. The same ones back.
No karaoke for salsa.
Nope. Or James.
Or James. No. Not anymore. You ruined him.
Hey. Not just that.
I've been ruining him for a decade.
In a lot of ways.
This has been an ongoing project.
Oncoming production.
Okay. But yeah. So, and I am very excited. I think, honestly, in amidst all of the chaos and insanity of the summer stuff and all of the things, it's going to be nice to just have a day to just exist. In community.
Yeah.
And also be doing things, you know, like, I'll play some bocce.
Hey.
And call it a fundraiser. That's great. Let's do that. So, yeah, I'm very excited for that. And I will definitely be giving more information on that. But yeah, I'm doing a lot right now. And I just feel busy and overwhelmed.
The overwhelmed part is new.
Yeah, I think maybe last year I didn't do a lot and I learned what it's like to not do a lot. And now, now I'm seeing what that is.
Clearly, you just need to get another hysterectomy.
I don't, look, I know Molly had to, but that seemed excessive.
Show off.
Yeah, seriously.
I guess.
Anyway, that's
uterus, meterus, and all of their teres. Good.
Great.
Yeah.
Salsa, what have you been up to?
Had some children over at my house.
Why though?
Birthday party.
Gross.
Now I know, right?
Condolences.
Had my child turned, you know, about a year older a week or so ago, and we had the big party.
Yeah.
You know, on Saturday. And so we had all of the children over, and they made all the noise, and they made all the mess, and then I had to clean it up.
Yep.
But we rented the Super Mario Galaxy movie and sent him downstairs to watch that, and that helped. I made his birthday cake. It was a Korok.
It was quite
adorable. And it was a Reese's peanut butter cup cake.
Ooh.
Because it was a chocolate cake with peanut butter frosting.
Hot damn.
I know, right? It was delicious and it was cute. And he was very, very happy. But yeah, excellent. He had a bunch of friends over and they played, you know, very loudly. Because children do not know how to not scream.
Ooh. No.
It's like, at what age do people realize that talking is allowed?
I think it's when they become teenagers and they're...
Yeah, but then they swing too far the other direction and they just...
Trying to evade detection.
It's when you learn to be stealthy.
Yeah.
Like, all the kids at this age do not know how to communicate if it is not screaming at each other's face.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Correct.
And I just... I don't...
One of my partner's kids will get on, like, VR, multiplayer VR, which is great as a physical activity when she can't go outside, you know? Yeah. And also... All of his friends are in a different neighborhood, so this is fine. And he has school with gym and an amazing playground. Do you ever envy playgrounds now?
Yes.
But, yeah.
But whose gym?
I goes to his school.
Okay.
So the try to keep up. Jeez. Okay. So yeah, he's plenty active.
Oh,
but
you mean Kim?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Heath.
Him.
Him. Him.
So yeah, he'll get home. He'll play multiplayer VR. Although that is now, he's fascinated with a different video game now. But he used to play Gorilla Tag, and there is no way for him to be quiet and play VR. If there is yep. any way for him to be quiet,
mm-hmm.
I don't think we found it, but yeah. VR right. is definitely, or any interactive, yeah. like multi-person activity is going to be the loudest.
Yep.
To the point where at one point, like, the roommates had gone to bed and everything like that. I'm sitting with his parent, mm-hmm. and he comes up and he goes, oh, I want to play VR. And she goes, no. And he's like, what do you mean, no? And she's like, it means no.
Yeah.
It means you can't. And he goes, why?
Oh, God.
Because you will make too much noise. I can yeah. be quiet.
Mm.
And
you, though.
Things that we don't say out loud.
I do.
Like, when? Can you?
Yep. Oh, I say those things right to their face.
But, oh. But yeah, I just, nobody.
Yep.
It's, now's not the time to find out.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yeah. it was yeah. odd. And then, yeah, and then the day after that, we had other family over. Mm-hmm. We had a nice family dinner with my wife's father.
Delightful.
And siblings and everything like that. And we just had a nice Sunday family chicken dinner. And it was fantastic.
That's wonderful.
I have a question.
Yes.
Was there German potato salad?
There was, as a matter of fact, German Ooh. Potato salad.
All right.
My sister-in-law made German potato salad, and it was delicious.
I do.
Holy fuck.
Love a potato salad.
Can she make a German potato salad like nobody else? The perfect level of, like, vinegary, but not, like...
Mm-hmm.
So many German potato salads is just, like, people dump in a fucking gallon of vinegar in there, and it's too much. Hmm. Whereas this was just tangy, but also balanced with a little sweetness, and it had some bacon crumbled on top, and it was just that perfect, like...
Mm-hmm.
The flavor balanced really well, mm-hmm. and it was just, so good.
Yep.
And then my father-in-law, his chicken is infamous. He marinades it.
Like Feathers McGraw.
Very similarly, he does a marinade that has acid and salt and sweet and umami and you know, stuff like that. And then it's smoked and it's just really fuck. And it's super moist. Like, it is this so good. So yeah, I have a family that can cook, and they come from a family that can cook, and I can cook. And so, like, when we get together, we have a really good meal.
I'm still thinking about Pi Day. Like,
I have figured out what I'm making for Pi Day next year.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep. No, it's written down, so I don't forget it this year.
I'm going to make my deviled egg pie again.
Yeah.
Because I have to now.
I'm planning on making a haggis, neeps, and tatties pie.
Oh. Hell yeah.
I was thinking about making a something similar, but yours is going to be better. I might come up with a different plan.
Son of a bitch!
I might learn something new.
I mean, we can have more than one.
There can be only one.
Wrong with that.
We can.
There's nothing wrong with that, James.
But what if? And hear me out.
I found
other ways to embarrass myself.
I'm just saying, I have a spreadsheet with seven other pies I can make.
Like, I thought you were going to say you have a spreadsheet with seven other ways James can embarrass himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. It's just the second tab.
Yeah.
On the workbook.
It's just we each make our different versions of our pies, and mm-hmm. James is embarrassed mm-hmm. by them.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't learned yet not to care.
Yeah. I really haven't.
No.
I really have not.
I don't think he ever will. I think that is ingrained into his being.
It is, that is it's... why you fail.
Okay.
Well, that, well, very mean... good. Very good.
Oh, he doesn't we have care made
progress.
What... He doesn't care what you think anymore.
Well, I mean, hey, baby steps. Now just think of me as everyone.
No, don't do that at all.
Think of me as everyone.
But why are they naked? Oh, because it's you.
When
oh,
you're no. With, oh, when no. You're with your spouse, think of me.
No.
I mean, sometimes.
I need an adult. This is...
Salsa's an adult.
No, he's not.
I'll help.
Okay, he might be an adult, but he's not a grown-up. That's an important distinction.
I may be an adult, but I am not mature.
Right. Oh, God. No. Anyway.
Sounds like a busy but happy weekend.
It was okay.
One of those things? Yeah. Oh, okay.
There were people in my house.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, buddy. Well, if it's any comfort, we're going to leave in a little bit.
Yay.
Well, not for a while.
Then I can get back to my naked drinking in peace.
Oh, yeah. God. Why? Okay.
Look, if you're going to be naked, you might as well be drinking.
Whoa. And if you're drinking, you might as well be naked.
Yeah, James knows.
God damn it.
You have learned well.
Anyway.
And I mean, there's no reason not to be naked. Like, ever.
I actually prefer clothes.
I've cooked bacon.
Mmm. Clothing is armor.
It's very exciting, isn't it?
Sometimes excitement is not what I'm looking for in my bacon.
Oh, see, we crave different things from life. Which is why I'm a sword swallower.
A truer word was never spoken. Yeah.
I live on the edge. I drink milk
of the burn ward.
I drink milk one day after the expiration date.
Oh my God.
I know, right?
One of my favorite comics of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah, some guy opens his fridge and he takes the milk out and he's about to pour it into his coffee and then he looks at the time, like the expiration, and it's today, but it's in like 2 minutes.
Ah.
And then he just slams it. He's just like looking at his watch and just... And then, like big mouth wipe finishes it and then the clock ticks over to the time. Yeah. And then it's just him like marching down the sidewalk full of positivity. Just accomplished. God.
Whoa. Adorable.
Yeah. Crazy. Crazy pants. Yeah.
Did you know... I heard this, and maybe I might have the day wrong, but expiration dates always happen on a Friday or a Saturday. One of the two.
Huh.
What? Is there a reason?
Yes. I was born on a Friday, so that makes sense.
So there is a shelf expiration. Oh. There's a shelf expiration and a product expiration.
Okay.
And and they do that on a weekend so that the stores can swap out expired stuff over the weekend.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
So products expire on either Friday or Saturday.
Huh.
And I might be wrong. Maybe that's... Huh. Maybe it's... This was... I heard this on QI, so this is possibly... It's just a British thing.
Oh, sure.
But, but yeah. I mean, somebody look this up and find out. Yeah,
yeah. I'm doing this right now. This is going to bother me.
That's fucking fascinating that is like that anywhere. But also,
but having worked
makes a ton of sense.
But having worked in supply chain, I know that things have a shelf expiration and a like home expiration.
Yeah.
So like, stores can't sell something on this up to the date that it would expire in your cabinet. They have to be able to have a window of you to be able to bring it home and have it at home for a little bit. Hmm. So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I may be lying completely, but just throwing that in touch. Anyway, James, what were you? What's
Yeah, I'm looking this up. You guys keep talking.
I did finally ush at my spouse's show, which was fucking fascinating because I got to see effectively all of the same things, but in a different order, and it is a completely different show, which is wild. But you notice different things and carry them forward.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so the meanings of things changed. you know, it's like watching Memento in reverse or something, you know? Sure. But it was wildly fascinating and really, really good. So just, yeah.
No, when I saw it, it was fantastic. Yeah. So
had a blast. And then I went to their cast closing party at Chatterbox Cafe. And what a fun, swanky time.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Did you find it?
In Britain,
yeah,
potato chips always expire on Saturday or Sunday.
Ah.
Oh, all right.
Gotcha.
Well, now you know.
So.
All right.
And then on Friday, this Friday, was TeenyCon.
Yes.
My spouse does media literacy through popular media.
Oh, it's the first I've heard of it.
Anime. And
God damn,
awesome. Yeah, it's in Klingon.
Oh,
and then,
okay.
So they asked their students what they would like to do with their media literacy, and they said, we want to do an anime con.
Yep.
And they went, sure.
Yep.
And then they made it happen.
Yeah.
Which is an incredible feat.
Yep.
But the students did a really great job.
Yeah.
And they had the full convention experience because their musical guest had car trouble.
Oh, no.
Like, their replacement musical guest for the reschedule had car trouble and couldn't make it. And then the one of the panelists got sick.
Oh, no.
And then, like, a series of other things occurred. But the con still happened. They still had a costume competition. They had a viewing room which had technical problems that I helped to solve.
Nice.
It's just the full con experience. Truly every part, all condensed down into one.
Into one teeny con,
into 3 hours.
It's insane.
Which is so small, so little. Yeah.
So we.
But.
Teeny, even.
Yeah.
Oh, I just got it.
Yeah. But it was a nice time. They did a fantastic job, especially for people who, like, really haven't been to conventions before.
Right.
You know, solid work.
Yeah.
So, there was that. And then Saturday and Sunday are kind of a blur. Made them happen, like got things to happen. Had some guests over Sunday, which is becoming a more regular thing, and it was really nice.
Yeah.
And then thought that I had rehearsal Sunday night, but I was not called, so I unexpectedly had several hours to just play a Mario game.
What?
Which was amazing. And then finally got my garden planter built just as somebody dropped off a huge load of different plant starts. And also semen, is, I guess, the joke. All right. Somebody's getting germinated somehow. All right. So.
Not it. I don't have the flower pot anymore.
I guess.
It's,
I just have a compost bin.
Suddenly.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Suddenly, Mary, Mary, quite contrary, makes so much more sense.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
With silver bells and cockle shells and three maids all in a row.
You said cockle.
maids. All right. So.
Silver? Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, so somebody dumped a load on you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just took it on the chin. And gave me advice about the planter that I was putting together and how to make it an effective garden. One of our boothy friends. She was kind enough. She had a ton of spare starts.
Okay.
And was just like, please, anyone... Can anybody use these?
Do you need some hostas?
And so I don't. You know, no. But okay. Thank you. Right. Thank you. I'll ask Senpai.
I have some hostas. Do you need some hostas?
Let me check. Hey, Salsa, do you need any hostas?
No, but I've got some Creeping Charlie if you need some.
I have some Creeping Charlie. Hey, Jenna, do you need any Creeping Charlie?
I do not actually have any Creeping Charlie right now.
Okay. We'll ask Senpai.
I think I'm going to wait for a bit.
Yeah.
I'm going to hold off on that for now.
Good thinking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So, business. Yeah, but just really solid stuff that I had not thought of. Obviously, I'm not really great at gardening yet. This is going to be a long, painful process of watching living things slowly dwindle until I eventually learn to care for them.
I'm still trying, man. It's a curve.
So there's a reason you didn't stay on the farm, is what you're saying.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I mean, we didn't grow crops, but yeah, probably.
Okay. See, the problem is I do know what I'm doing, and I hate it. So my wife knows I hate it, and so she knows not to bring me in unless
necessary.
And yeah,
and on a task by task basis.
Yeah,
damn.
And then I will reluctantly do it.
Yeah,
but I don't like doing it.
The thing
we're not making any jokes about this.
I okay.
Good. You were saying.
I got distracted by whatever non sequitur you had going on.
No fucking idea.
Okay. Hmm. Anyway, no, I don't enjoy gardening or the lawn care.
Huh.
But I do love the finished product. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I did all of that work along the edges of my lawn for the rock edging and things. And it looks fantastic.
I believe it.
Didn't like doing any of it.
I believe that.
I spent a couple hours weeding my lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking hated that, but it looked good afterwards. And I'm like, son of a bitch.
Give me a drink.
I feel like whoa, deja vu. Yeah. I don't like gardening.
No.
But I do like having lawn stuff done.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the product.
Having fresh vegetables. And especially, like, garden tomatoes taste better.
Oh, absolutely.
Garden tomatoes are the best. I will give you that.
Mm-hmm.
I did plant some herbs.
Yeah?
I'm not doing produce because I don't want... Because there's a fucking H in it. I don't want produce because I don't want Rodentia. And that's a big me thing. And that, I'm just, that's not.
Yeah. Nope.
But herbs.
Yeah.
A lot of tiny animals don't actually like.
For sure.
The scent of many herbs.
Yeah.
And it's a bit of a deterrent.
I've heard mint. Salsa was talking about that.
I swear to fucking God, James. Face. So.
Yeah, that was one of the problems that we had just having a ground-level garden was that it was overwhelmed by small creatures, rabbits mostly, that just ate everything that wasn't an onion. And then the other problem that we had was that whatever it is in the soil, just weeds, just like every wild plant, every thistle, every... Mm.
Yeah.
Burdock, everything just...
Yeah?
Yeah. Scorched earth. But the... Yeah, Creeping Charlie especially, we've had an enormity of...
My wife's been battling the Creeping Charlie this year.
Well, and we were starting. We were digging that stuff out and cutting the roots and that kind of stuff with the hula-ho. And I turned to my spouse and I said, what are we planting... instead of this.
Yeah.
And they went, we should have something. And I went, yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, you know, just a day later, the whole garden was choked out by everything.
Right.
Because you just, unless you're making it your job, you can't keep up with it. So we are hoping that having a planter that is 2 feet tall, 2 feet off the ground, and that has a barrier between it and the soil, that it will help.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It will help.
Mm-hmm.
we've been cautioned that ground cloth is never the answer and sucks to put in and it sucks to take out when it eventually doesn't fucking do anything. So, yeah.
A little concerned about my rock edging now. Thanks, James.
Well, the rock edging, like, that's apparently what ground cloth is for.
Yeah, it's good
but
for
like,
that.
But, using it for plant control in the particular circumstances, like gardening and that kind of stuff, keeping a path or something doesn't do it. Mm. So, yeah.
All right.
It's been recommended to me that you get carpet samples and bury them.
Oh.
Pretty much.
Because that shit lasts forever and works.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the thing. Just, you know, lots and lots of yard care stuff. The yard still looks like a road accident, but it's baby steps, little steps. So I'm exhausted and a little sunburnt, and even just from today, I did more stuff. So,
sure.
It will be a project forever, basically. Yeah.
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 That makes sense.
Yeah.
So.
But that's what I've been up to.
All right.
Cool.
Should we take a break?
Sure.
No, fine.
Oh, why? If you want to keep going, I don't want to bother you.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Also, it's
okay.
I don't even want to do this anymore.
Is that what you want? Is that what you want?
We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at aonpodcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
You are not cool, hip, or with it. I mean, EDM is...
I mean, I'm not.
Wow, neither are you if you're using those terms.
Cool, hip, and with it.
Oh, wow, and we're back. I'm Salsa.
They think he's a righteous dude. I'm James.
Oh, my God. I'm Jenna. I need to go.
And I'm the Hep Cat Salsa. Good Lord.
What was it? So I think Jessa was like 12 or something. And I mean, in linear time, not maturity.
Right.
She was born a 40-year-old woman. But like, no, she was 12 or something. And like...
12 in human years.
Yes. I can't remember the exact thing, but I had said, hey, maybe, you know, you want to do this thing because it's real popular right now. And she's like, it's not my thing. And then later on, I caught her doing the thing.
Oh.
And I was like, I thought you said this was stupid. And she was like, gotta stay hip, Ma, and just walked away.
Wow.
I'm like, all right. Gotta stay hip.
Well, there you go.
It's hip to be square. Do.
I loved that song so
this
fucking
much. This doesn't surprise me at all. Yep. Hey, how about some trivia, everybody?
Good trivia.
All right. So, the year is... let me see. No.
Uh-oh.
Hmm.
Where'd it go? I lost it.
Mm.
The year is 1914.
Oh,
No, why? That was right after 1913.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was before 1915.
The year is 1913. 1914. Stop. Fucking me up.
It was 1913, and then it was 1914.
Stop it!
Okay.
It wasn't quite 1915.
Not counting the mezzanine.
The year is 1914. And what would eventually become to be known as World War One?
Oh, sure.
Oh, okay.
At this point in time, merely the Great War.
Yes.
Is beginning.
Mm.
Where was the first naval battle of World War One?
Oh, God.
Where...
up his sleeves. No, that's the joke answer.
Where was the first naval battle fought?
But it was fought on land, wasn't it?
Never mind.
Yeah, with the long-range guns.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Thank you.
Where was the first naval battle of World War One fought?
Where was it fought?
I wonder if it's like a pond.
Oh my God, that would be adorable.
Like the Danube or something.
Kind of not wrong.
Oh no. Okay.
It's not quite a pond, but you're getting,
Yeah, okay. Which lake was it?
Whereabouts in the world are we thinking?
Oh God. Is it... I was going to say somewhere in, Eastern Europe.
Nope.
Okay. Oh, I was going to say France.
Nope.
Oh.
Nope, you're on the wrong continent.
Oh.
Oh.
Try again.
A World War...
Africa.
Correct.
Oh, hey. Was it Lake Victoria?
No.
Oh,
was it? No, it was way
was it
less...
the Nile?
No. All right.
I want the first naval attack to have been in denial.
So, we are discussing the Battle of Lake Nyasa. Nyasa, N-Y-A-S-A. Also known as Lake Malawi or Lago Nyasa. It is a lake located between Malawi, Mozambique, and Tanzania.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay?
Sure.
So, we've got this lake. In the middle of Africa, right?
Mm-hmm.
Far from everything else.
Right.
But there are two steam captains ferrying around tourists and shit like that. You know?
Oh, my God.
Basically, I mean, one of them is a British steamship, the SS Gwendolyn.
Okay.
And one of them is a German ship, the Hermann von Weissmann.
Okay. That sounds correct, yes.
So we've got a British captain and a German captain, and they're drinking buddies.
Oh.
Because they're just, they're a couple, steamship captains on...
They're good friends.
Yeah. So they're hanging out, they're drinking together. One morning, the British captain gets a message... We're at war with Germany.
Oh.
And he's like, well, shit. My good friend is a German. Shit, we're at war with him now. Fuck. What do I do? So.
The discomfort of having to go around to your friend's place and say,
so early.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, basically.
We're apparently so at early, war.
So he basically, in essence, what he does, the whole battle of Lake Nyasa is... He puts a shell hole through the hull of the German boat. While it is moored at dock, nobody's on it. Mm. It doesn't harm anyone, but he has damaged this boat.
Right.
The German captain is pissed, understandably, hops in a rowboat, rows over to his friend, and he's like, are you fucking drunk? What the fuck are you doing? And the British guy's like, no, dude, we're at war. So, the British guy's like, huh. He surrenders the ship's gun.
Huh.
But he lets him keep the boat. And the two of them, two of them continue to just sail around on that lake for another year or so.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. I love it.
But yeah, the first naval action of World War One was a British ship going, firing a single shot at the German ship to damage it and going, we did our part. Good. Let's get back to the
perfect.
Get back to the schnapps.
Oh, that's so good.
That nasty business is behind us, little chum.
Exactly.
Let's break out the bottles. Fancy a game of Skittles.
Yeah, basically.
Wow.
There is a similar sort of story
that
takes place during the Spanish-American War. This is late 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
The Americans are told to go capture Guam.
Sure, like you do.
Yeah, so they sail over to Guam, and they get to Guam, and there's no Spanish ships on Guam. Mm. So they're like, let's fire some warning shots at the fort. So they fire some warning shots at the fort. And a little bit later,
mm-hmm.
a boat comes out of the fort and goes over to them. And it's the Spanish guy in charge of the fort.
Oh.
And he goes, hi, how's it going? Hello, we saw that you saluted our fort when you came, and I'm sorry to tell you that we don't actually have any ammunition to salute you back, but we're saluting you back, verbally. And they're like, that wasn't a salute, dude. We're you're our prisoner.
Yeah.
We're prisoners of war. And the Spanish were like, okay.
Oh, well, what? One second, but we have tons of so much ammunition.
No, they were just like,
you don't want, it's, you will.
Nobody told them.
Yeah.
Nobody told them the war had broken out. And
fuck.
This American ship sails in and salutes the fort. And they're like, oh, it's really rude of us to not salute back. So we should probably tell them why we're not saluting back.
Yeah.
They're like, you're our prisoners now. And then they were immediately granted leave. So they could go tell the governor.
That is important. That would be a thing to do.
Yeah. So they were like, we're at war. You're our prisoner. But you can go. And that was how Guam was taken over.
Can I be excused to go home? I need to tell the governor.
Exactly.
You may be excused. That's what that is.
Yeah.
That's fishing in the boundary waters.
Yeah. So, I mean, here's the thing. War is awful and terrible, but sometimes we're humans. Sometimes it's just fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's so silly.
Yeah. Those are things that happened. History is fucking cool, dude.
Yeah. I mean, oh, sorry. Never mind. I lost my thought because I had a burp.
You burped your thought out?
I burped my thought out.
Oh, no.
It's terrifying.
One of us is going to bump into it later. Yeah.
You're going to be so smart when that happens.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll be smart for 5 seconds. I'm just going to rocket out my other end. With the rest of my smarts.
We don't know exactly what that thought was, to be fair.
It was amazing.
I'm just saying, it could
incredible.
Be a really smart thought, or it could be, man, that felt really good.
No, it was a thought. It was a thought about war.
It was an actual thought about war. Oh,
it was
okay.
Brilliant.
You solved
so
war.
Much good things to
you
say.
Solved
Wait,
war.
Not
and
good things
goes.
To say about war. I had so many good things to say regarding war. Yes.
What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
Huh. Say it again.
No. You don't tell me what to do, Salsa.
You're my prisoner.
Oh. But I need to go.
Has nobody told you we're at war?
She has to let the governor know.
I need to go let the governor know.
All right.
Bye.
So, as long as you promise to come back.
Yeah, okay.
If I can... It has been so difficult for me to find a copy of this guy's speech about doing this incredibly insane thing. He decided he was going to cross the English Channel in a third of a ton copper roll-top Victorian bathtub as a rowboat.
And how did that go?
Poorly.
What a surprise.
No. But the story is absolutely fucking incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite things about it is that at one point, the the tub is in bad shape after a couple of swells, and he's been lost in the fog and swimming in a circle because he dropped an oar because he's bleeding from the side, and his head has been smashed a little bit against one of the edges of the tub. Many things happened. And
you seem to have buried the lead.
The French radio him and say, please abandon your vessel. We are...
Hold on.
Yes.
The French say, pardon moi.
please abandon your vessel.
No, they didn't. No, the French said, oh, fucking English.
So, but they told him, you know, we're going to torpedo your bathtub. And he's talking about it, and he goes, so here's the deal. I've lost a lot of blood. I'm exhausted. I am delirious. And I pick up the radio in my bathtub. And I tell them, this bathtub is a registered vessel of the of the United Kingdom. Firing upon it will be an act of war. And then there's a long silence.
Yes.
But the whole story's fucking incredible.
I love that.
If I can find it, I'll put it up on the server.
Oh my god, yes, please do.
It is bonkers.
Oh yeah, it is one of those Keystone Cop things. Like, okay, so Guam. Yeah. They go and get the governor. The governor comes out. They're like, get on the English boat and sign the surrender. And he's like, as a governor of a foreign nation who you're at war with, I cannot get on your boat. It's against my rules to do that.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, so they get on land and they sign the surrender. And they're like, okay, now get on the boat. And he's like, what? No, I'm going back to the cat. And they're like, no, you just surrendered. Get on the boat. And the governor's like, no, but.
God damn it.
Fuck.
Yeah, I mean, definitely check out the Capture of Guam.
The Capture of Guam.
And the Battle of Lake Nyasa. Dear listeners, check those out. They're bonkers.
I think I've told this story before about Joe's great-great-great-grandpappy. Samuel Buckner.
Yep. Oh yeah. Yep. We've heard. Yep.
First and last surrender of the Civil War.
We've. Yep.
I think my favorite part about that is that he ended up being a pallbearer for Grant's funeral. Apparently, Grant died, still owing him like $20 or some shit. Like they were friends. Because war was different back then.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Man. Well, I mean, I especially like so many of these, like this thing with the German and the British captain. It's just like they were just people, just like we're just doing the thing, and suddenly our countries are at war, and so we're supposed to. All right. Like there absolutely was a lot of bad shit that happened, but there was also a lot of stories of that.
It reminds me early on the war in Ukraine that some of the Ukrainian babushkas and moms and stuff that they were just like bringing young Russian soldiers in, sitting them down, giving them a sandwich and a hot cup of tea, and then immediately that Russian soldier was a deserter.
Yep.
And just never wanted to go back to war, and was just done with the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I mean, you're often sold on this idea of the enemy, the faceless enemy. Mm-hmm. And then when you see what you're actually doing, you're just like, this is not what I was sold. Okay.
So. I'm starting to get into the meat and potatoes of MASH as a series. I know mashed potatoes, but the early season stuff is really frat comedy. It's really like National Lampoon Goes to War.
It was based on the movie.
Yeah.
Which was very slapsticky.
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, a lot of skirt chasing and a lot of, you know, mm-hmm. yeah, pranks and...
But yeah, as it deepened, it really...
Oh, God.
Yeah. I'm getting into the part that I remember from my childhood.
Right.
That was... Like, really, like... Mm-hmm.
The...
War is not hell. War is war, and hell is hell. And of the two, war is worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, that because I think that's the same bit that you're talking about. The doctor's talking to the father.
Yeah, Father Mulcahy. Like,
yeah, and the very specific line is, "War is worse. How do you figure? Well." Who goes to hell?
Sinners, of course.
Sinners, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there are...
There's no innocent bystanders in hell.
Yeah, there's no innocence in hell, I think is what the exact phrase was.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. It's a really good series. I should rewatch it.
It is. It's
you know, with all of that spare time I have.
Sure. There's a reason the finale was one of the highest watched shows ever at mm-hmm. the time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's real good. I cannot watch the last episode without crying.
Yeah.
So, it's real good. Anyway, dicks.
Oh.
There we go.
Balls.
There we go. Back to
balls. Speaking of low hanging fruit,
solid ground.
I was watching coverage of the wiener races with mm-hmm. The Oscar Mayer wienermobiles.
Yes, of course.
And the. That somebody did a super cut of the broadest of their euphemisms that they or their double entendres that they were using to announce and the winners are Tip and Tip their buns are touching almost as they God. Right yeah it's mm-hmm. just like
mm-hmm. yep.
And sliding in from behind.
Yep.
It's
oh, now, God. Yeah,
it's, like, really, it's fucking 15 full minutes of just that.
Yep. I don't know if I would be delighted or terrified.
It can be two things.
Six of one.
Yeah. And half a horse.
No.
Por que no los, all of them.
Yep. But thank you for the fun fact.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. Yeah. A few fun facts, actually.
Indeed. Mm. Does anybody have any shout-outs?
I'm going to shout-out Joe for coming to my rescue.
Aww. You're here.
Yeah.
Yep. He's he might be ex, but he's still my bestie and roommate.
Hell yeah.
And, we still take care of each other a bit.
For sure. I'm going to give a shout-out to Linda for swinging by, dropping off a bunch of plant starts, and giving me some really solid advice about gardening.
I am going to give a shout-out to my children getting older.
Huh.
Because now, when they have a party, I can tell them to fucking clean up afterwards.
That's beautiful.
It is so nice.
I love that for you.
I remember
such a relief.
One of the guys in the Lanime chat posting a picture of his son pushing a lawnmower, and he was like, "It's finally paying off, boys."
Yeah. My daughter mows the lawn now. It's great. So great.
Oh, I remember when my daughter could start doing chores.
My daughter runs
Boy,
the
howdy.
My daughter runs the mower, and my son runs the trimmer.
Yeah.
And it's just like. And I'm just going to sit here with my...
And you keep the hammock held down.
Just going to sit here with my ginger and... Yeah. Oh, I'm not going to go outside. Are you kidding?
Why don't you have an indoor hammock also?
Because I have a couch, which is more comfortable.
Mm. I have thought about getting a hammock for my upstairs deck.
Is that a euphemism?
No, actually.
Oh.
Does anybody... Jenna, have anything to plug?
I do, actually. Saturday, June 20th, 4 p.m. too late. Come to Midsummer Night's Scream. Like I said, we'll have lawn games, creepy crafts, campfires. Oh, we're going to have some light food. Maybe like some hot dogs and s'mores or, you know, campfire-y things. Mm-hmm. No alcohol. Sorry. But some drinky drinks. And yeah, we'll tell ghost stories later that night. Suggest a donation of $20, but it's a pay what you can or just show the fuck up and hang out in community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's
nice.
It's lazy fundraising. And yeah, it'll be at Crosby Farm Park Pavilion.
Oh, I like Crosby Farms.
Yeah. So it's going to be at the Park Pavilion, not on the one side, but on the other side. And yeah, go there. Have fun. It'll be great.
All right.
Hope to see you.
Anything, James?
Yeah, Vilification Tennis. June 21st. After you've gone to this fundraiser, come see a bunch of pirate-themed dick and fart jokes. And, yeah, have a good time.
All right. This coming Saturday, June 6th, Fire in the Shire in Alma, Wisconsin, just a mere hour and a half from the Twin Cities. It's a lovely drive. It really is seriously a lovely drive along the River Bluffs. And then you get to go to a lovely Renaissance festival that has no entry fee and get to see fun stuff, and you get to see a fucking museum. There is an entry fee to the museum.
But but it's worth it.
Right. Absolutely 100% worth it. But yeah, and then the rest of the festival is happening, and they've got all sorts of fun stuff.
Brilliant.
And Casimir too. But then you get yourself some wonderful new Glarus, or you stop at like Maiden Rock Cidery on the way home. And yeah, it's a fucking lovely day.
Yeah.
And then you're home enough time to shower and go to bed.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Terrible way to spend a day.
Oh, sounds awful.
Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Bye bye, I love you, bye bye bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who listens to this thing. If you would like to send in a Fast Five so we do that, go ahead and go to aonpodcast.com, click on Spit a Fast Five and fill out the form. If you have any crazy trivia facts or anything like that that you want me to dispense that knowledge on the internet, I will happily do that. Send me a message about that too. Otherwise, on behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Come here, my rubber orangutan. Let me feel your nipples.